Hey, do you mind if I join you for a second before we head off to bed? Great. There were a couple of things I wanted to ask you before leaving you alone for the night. I know you're hurt. The last thing you want to do is listen to me ask you a million questions about everything. But as the party's cleric, I do feel it is my responsibility to check up on you, at least a little bit. I used as much as my magic as I could to heal you in the moment, but it wasn't complete, was it? I could tell by how you wince every time you move. Not exactly subtle. On a scale of 1 to 10, how badly does it hurt? That sword really got you good. Damn. I thought I had done a good enough job, but seeing you like this, it shows me that I didn't. The wound must have been deeper than I originally thought. Would you like for me to make the injury to go away completely? Well, I haven't been completely honest with the party. I'm not just any old cleric. I'm a devotee of Adona. Do you know who she is? She is a goddess. That's right. Adona is a goddess that isn't as worshipped as often as, say, Dudar or Otar. Adona is a goddess for those that are more reserved. She deals in life, mostly with a focus on healing, but there is another aspect to her, an aspect we don't share with outsiders normally. Adona is the goddess of lust and sex as well. With healing comes love, comes lust, and an important factor of life is sex. I know this may sound weird, but all of life is intertwined. Adona recognizes that, and so do her worshippers. When I said I used all of my magic to heal you back on the fields, that was a little bit of a lie. I didn't want to admit it, but I can heal you completely again. It's a bit embarrassing how followers of Adona are able to heal any injury. But, I can tell you, but you have to promise not to laugh at me. Can you do that? All right. Basically, I can heal through sexual magic. It's the most intense form of healing I have, and it's sure to return you back to normal for tomorrow's journey. It's odd, I know, but hear me out. I'm not trying to convince you to sleep with me or something. I swear, my goddess has just granted me and most of her worshippers with this gift. Even when our mana is depleted, worshippers of Adona are able to heal through sex. By exchanging energy like this, they intermingle. It allows my magic to penetrate deep into your system, much deeper than traditional magic from Dudar. Look, I know it sounds like a flimsy excuse to get in your pants, but I promise it's not. I just want to help you out. We aren't going to be able to adventure much if our best fighter can't move. Look, you don't have to accept the offer. I just thought I would put it out there in case you don't want to be in pain anymore. I never took you as much of a masochist. You're usually the one causing the pain and misery to others. Do you really want to stay in pain for the rest of the night? I'm offering to heal you. No strings attached, of course. The only thing I would be asking for in return is that you keep this a secret between you and me. I don't know how the others would react to knowing the truth of who I worship or, well, more importantly, how I worship her. I mean, the whole reason I risked telling you in the first place is because I like you. I feel like we've gotten fairly close after traveling together these past few months. If I could do something to make it better, I wanted to. So if you promise to keep this secret of mine, I promise to heal you completely. Deal? It's a deal. All right. I probably should have mentioned this before we shook on it. But I'm sure it's not too important. Basically, you will only be healed if we both come. In order for Adona's magic to work on you, not only do I have to have an orgasm, but you have to have one with me. I would totally understand if that makes this a deal breaker for you. Is this something you still want to go through with? All right then. Here, you stay laying down. You shouldn't move, not at all. You're the hurt one. I'm just gonna. Here. There we go. Go. There. Is this okay? Well, you're hurt. I know I'm just sitting on your lap, but for all I know, you're bruised underneath here. I can't see you too well with the blanket in the way. No. Don't lean up. Stay right where you are. You're going to stay looking up at me, right? Good pet. I expect you to be obedient for me so you don't hurt yourself anymore. This is about healing you, nothing else. Now, how do I start this again? Goodness, it's been so long. I think it went a little something like this. Dearest Adona, take this meeting in your name. We dedicate the ceremony to you. Please heal my lover to show us that you see us. I am but a humble servant of lust, of life, of you, my dearest Adona. Hear our prayer. Fair. We should be good, right? Now, all that's left is removing the blanket and seeing what's underneath. Did you bother to wear clothes to bed? I should have known you wouldn't. Probably too sore and decided it wasn't worth the struggle, right? That's why I'm going to do all the work for us. Stay laying back. Be as still as possible. It's going to feel normal at first. And then you'll start feeling the magic infusing with your body. You'll feel the mana attaching itself to each and every nerve, coursing through your veins, putting everything back where it belongs. You'll feel as good as new, maybe even better. Oh, you know? This is the first time I'm getting to see you like this. I've only ever seen you from a distance, when you're fighting in battle or walking ahead on the roads. Like this, I can actually look at your face, can take in your features. Looking down at you, straddling your hips so easily. You look so fragile like this. My injured pets, it's okay. Nurse Shora is here to take care of you, to make you feel better. Going to take the pain right out of you. I dedicate our love making to Adona. I feel pleasure in the name of Adona. We give thanks to Adona for blessing our union. Do you feel that? The magic humming throughout the air. You can't feel that? It means she sees us, that she gives us her blessing, her healing, and most importantly, she gives us her pleasure. We are truly blessed. Oh, yes. Don't move, pets. Let me do all the work. Your hurts. It's important for you to stay still, to get better. Oh, focus your energy on healing yourself, pets. Let me do the hard work for the both of us. Yes. Yeah. Oh. My hips rocking against yours. My breasts jiggle right before your eyes. You can't help but watch, hypnotized at the movement. One hand reaches out to cup one of my tits as I continue to move. Pleasure starting to grow between the two of us. Yeah. Oh, that's it. Your hand feels so good. I guess I can let you move a finger or two. Only if it means you're going to make me feel good like this. My pussy gets wetter by the second as I grind against you. Oh, you feel so fucking good against me, pet. Better keep your voice down, though. You wouldn't want someone to hear your noises and decide to see if you're in pain, would you, little one? This is supposed to stay a secret, just between friends, yeah? You can feel the tangles of my magic starting to infuse. My hips grind against yours as sparks of pleasure go up your spine. Oh yeah, you bite your hands, trying to hold back another moan, trying not to make any noise. Don't want people to see you in a predicament like this. Oh, on your back, behaving so well. It's not like you to be obedient, is it, Bets? Oh, such a strange twist of fate. Who knew that this is all it takes to tame you, little one? I've got you wrapped around my finger, don't I? Rocking into my touch, pressing against me, trying to get more friction, more pleasure for yourself. Oh, you're greedy for it, for me, aren't you? Oh, it's been too long since you felt the touch of someone else, hasn't it? Oh, it's okay. You've got me now. I'll take care of you on nights like this. My magic heals your weak body as I grind against you. Our hips bumping together, causing a moan to come out of both our mouths. Oh, you can't help but buck up into me, into my touch. Just look at you. Oh, so weak for me, Pat. It feels so good knowing how quickly I reduce you to this puddle of pleasure. Moaning and squirming against me. Oh, getting closer to your orgasm with each thrust. Oh, you take it so well, little one. So much better than I thought. I mean, whenever I envisioned us together, you know, just as a fun little thought exercise, I always imagined that you would be more dominant, more wanting to take charge. I mean, that's how you are when we're making plans. But it seems that that's all an act. You really are just dying for someone else to take control, aren't you? Oh. Tired of having to make the choices all the time. You wish someone would just put you in your place, take you down a peg or two, and remind you what you really are. Underneath all of that responsibility is just an eager little pet excited to be put to use. I mean, just look at you, little one. I don't think I've ever seen you as happy as you are in this moment. You feel so fucking good, don't you? Oh, yes. Yes, that's right. Taking it so well for me. Look at you. Doing such a good job for me, Pat. You feeling so fucking good. Oh, yeah. Oh, you can't help but reach your arms up and cling to me, trying to grab at something, at anything. It's so hard to stay still when you feel so good. Your body. Your body trying to get closer to mine to feel even better. But also trying to get away because it feels like it's too much. But neither option works for you. Instead, you continue to lay there, biting the back of your hand, stifling your moans. You try in vain to stop moving, to stop bucking your hips, but you can't. Oh, it feels so good, watching me above you, working the both of us. My nipples harden into little biteable nubs. Oh, absolutely begging for attention from your mouth. Your eyes meet mine, silently begging for permission. You don't trust your voice, do you? You're afraid that if you speak, you're going to start moaning so loud. It's going to wake up the rest of the party, and everyone is going to know just how easy you are, aren't you? Oh, that's right, Bet. You wouldn't be able to garner respect if everyone knew how excited you were to be fucked. Moaning into my touch, it feels so good, almost too good. Oh, getting closer with every thrust of my hips against you, grinding the two of us together. My arms bring your bare skin flush against my chest. Can feel my body moving. Can feel how wet I am for you, Pet. Oh, fuck. Don't stop moving like that, holding me so tightly, keeping me steady as I rock against you. What a helpful pet you're being, little one, holding on to me for dear life, sucking a mark onto my shoulder because your hands are occupied. Is this the only way you can keep yourself from moaning? Oh, just look at you, doing such a good job, making me feel so good, bringing me closer with every thrust of my hips. Oh yeah, that's it. Yeah. You feel so fucking good against me, Pets. Can't get enough of how you feel. Never expected you to be so docile, so pliant. You're practically sweet for me, Pets. It's so cute. Leaning into wherever I touch. Your orgasm gets closer, and you can feel my thighs start to shake. You don't have to hold back anymore. You can just let go. You can let go and allow yourself to think about how good you feel. Focus on how amazing my hips feel grinding against you. Your hand squeezing my breasts. Oh, fuck, that's it. Oh, that's right. So good for me. Keep playing with my tits. Just like that, yeah. Yeah, keep it up. Oh, fuck. Oh, getting close, Pet. You were tired of waiting, weren't you? Or were you just so close that you didn't want to risk the ritual going wrong? Either way. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so fucking close. I want you to come with me, Pet. Do you think you can do that? Can you come with me, little one? Fuck. Do it. Be a good pet and come on command. Come with me, little one. Oh, fuck. Good job, Pat. That's it. Let it all out. So good for me. How are you feeling with my magic filling you up? The magic is going to make you feel tingly for the next few hours. Not in a bad way. Sort of like a pleasant hum of heaviness covering your body. Do you feel something like that right now? Really? That means it worked. Adona smiled upon us and blessed our union. When you wake up tomorrow, you should be good as new. Which means that this thing, the thing that happened between us, yeah, the sex and the healing magic, that needs to stay a secret. I know I mentioned it before, but if it got out to the others that I worship Adona and that I do it in the traditional manner, I can only imagine the hell that would break loose. I don't want to risk getting kicked out of the party. This group is the best thing that's ever happened to me. You are one of my best friends. I offered this because I couldn't bear to see you hurt like this while knowing I could do something to help. Out of everyone in the party, you're the one I feel closest to. I care about you the most, little one. Been enough with all the feelings talk. It's getting late and I'm getting emotional, which is usually a sign that I've stayed up too late. I'm going to go head to bed, and you probably should too. The magic is only going to take it out of you. If you wake up more tired tomorrow, that's why. Just know, it's your body responding well to the magic. It's a good sign. All right. I think that's all I have to say. I'll come check in on you in the morning, okay? Okay, Pat. Sleep well. I will see you tomorrow, bright and early.